Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning. Thanks for getting up with us today on a Wednesday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates.
Well, we will recap all of those Detroit Lions trades today. We just did. That concludes that portion of the show. A few news and notes from last night before we dive deeper into the deadline. John, you heard in the update, Wings, yeah. 3-2 on the 5-game road trip. 4 points in the final four games, which was kind of the bar we had set. So right. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, it is mission accomplished. And welcome home. It'll be good to see him back at the LCA. And we'll see what they do, what they look like. And honestly, you know, you want to win every game. There's no question about that. That's the entire goal. But if you're playing against a really good team, a 1-0 loss, there's no moral victories. But you're looking at that road trip going... I think they proved that they are a, I don't want to say good team yet, but they're in that, you know, maybe good, maybe a little bit better than good. They go on the road, they get some wins, and they perform against what you believe is a team that could contend for a Stanley Cup championship this year. No one's going to mistake the Wings for that. But
no, Vegas
to
is
be
a
able
cup
to
contender.
Go out there and compete with them, I think it's great.
Well, at the end of a trip, this would have been a totally predictable for most hockey teams to end the road trip against the best team on the trip and lose like 4-1. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just out of gas after a long road trip. 1-0, you play them tight, you play them close, you come back home. And I think a big thing here is you can't make the playoffs before Thanksgiving.
Right.
But you can sure dig yourselves a hole. And these West Coast trips, of which you'll have another before Christmas, these are opportunities where your season can get out of whack, and the Wings kept it on the track.
They did. I think that's a great way to put it. They kept it on the track. They kept all the options on the table. They've had a really nice start, better than anything that we thought that they would have, certainly for you. And I'm not asking you to say, hey, oh, yes, this is a playoff team. No, there's a lot of hockey, but we're learning more about this team, and we're learning that these young players are for real,
mm-hmm.
and that's exciting.
Playoff right. Oh, you got to.
I was just going to say, I love that what Brendan played in the update from McClellan. That, you know, sometimes he's, I'm a hard ass and I'm always going to, how many times does a coach have to grind this team? And he flat out comes out and says, yeah, we need to get home and get some rest. We need to get some sleep.
Yeah. Sleep in your own bed.
That he realizes, and why is he, you know, he's saying that partly because, you know what, they played the part on the road trip. Well, they held serve.
You push and pull. Good coaches have more than one tone.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's a long season. You push, and then now maybe you pull back a little bit. Hey, let's come home, deep breath, take an off day, get back on the ice and play Friday.
You know, we got the text before the road trip that, you know, not a good thing to have your coach call you out 2 times in 10 games. Well, he didn't need to call him out because they played okay.
We'll have Wings tickets to give away tomorrow and Friday for their games coming up this weekend. We have Lions tickets to give away later in the show today for their next home game against the New York Giants. We'll tell you how to play. It's Name That Lion. Many of you are familiar. Quickly, playoff rankings. Any beef with the initial college football playoff rankings?
Oh, no. I don't really know how you could have beef with anything that comes out this early. We've talked about, you know, our thoughts on Ohio State, our thoughts on Indiana. And I still think Indiana deserves to be in that number one spot. But you know what? We'll probably get a chance to see them play in the you know, championship game.
They'll settle it on the field. Like, I think if you're BYU, you might have a gripe being 7 as an undefeated team. But guess what? You play Texas Tech.
Right.
You beat them, you're going to get all the respect you could ever deserve at that point.
What's interesting is, what is it, the highest ACC team is Virginia at 14.
Yeah.
So it looks like maybe they're only going to get one team in. I actually think that they're a better conference than the Big 12. And right now, you mentioned it, BYU, Texas Tech, they're going to play each other. I think ACC has a chance right now to have two teams in, depending on how they everything shakes out.
So if we sit today, it's 4 SEC, 3 Big 10, 2 Big 12, 1 ACC, Notre Dame, and your group of 5 is Memphis. The only gripe I would have right now, John, is, you know, you mentioned Ohio State and Indiana will play one another, and that will determine who the better team is.
Yeah.
I mentioned BYU, if they beat Texas Tech, will deserve to move up in the rankings. Miami played Notre Dame. Both of them have 2 losses. Miami beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame is considerably higher than Miami. That's the only beef I would have if I'm looking at these rankings.
Yes, but
they didn't get to settle it on the field.
Okay, but you look at the 2 losses. Yeah, like, this is why you play 12 games. You look at their 2 losses. Miami just hasn't been able to maintain that level of play.
One of Notre Dame's losses? Miami. Is that a bad loss because Miami's bad, or is it a good loss because Miami's good? Well, Miami's good, then they beat
week
them.
One. Yeah, but that was week one.
So it didn't count?
No, it does count. It's all part of the equation, but you're looking at what they've done since then. And you mentioned it in overreactions. Nobody has done less with more
they'll probably lose
than Mario Cristobal.
Yeah, they'll lose another game, and it will be a moot point. But if it comes down to, hey, we got one spot left. We're taking the 11th team because the group of 5 is the 12th spot.
And
we're
who's the better team right now?
It shouldn't be about who the better team is on that day. It's the season. We judge the whole season.
So you get to a certain including point, week one, and you when are they allowed played. To get better. And Jim, you're also allowed to get worse.
Do you want to know something?
What?
I have Notre Dame higher than Miami.
I know you do.
It is about not just the one game that they played. And this is kind of like, John,
but Jim's argument
is
that it was televised.
You were the Cincinnati.
By definition.
This is the Cincinnati Notre Dame argument from 21 that you had, that right. You said Cincinnati can gear up and have the big game and beat Notre Dame. It's the accumulation of the other games that Notre Dame has played that Miami has played. So when you say they're tied at a certain record at 6-2 or what have you, they're not tied. It's an illusion that they're tied.
Well, they are in terms of the results of the games played on the season.
It's not an illusion.
They are their record. They are a 6-2
right,
football
but,
team.
And so something that would support your argument is, okay, who has Notre Dame beaten since then to prove that they are a better team? They've got Purdue, Arkansas, Boise State, NC State, Boston College. Those are all wins, and they hosted USC. What is USC?
Right, and USC, who knows? They're in right now. They may not be in the top 25 when all is said and done. They have one notable win. Miami has at least one notable win.
Your assumption is that all wins are equal and all losses are equal. My assumption is that it is not.
My assumption is that a great way to determine the better team would be to have them play with the scoreboard and determine it. That's just one way of doing it. Anyway, it's not actually what
You're such a smarmy.
Well, I can smarm alarm myself. Yeah. Hang on, it's somewhere here. Uh-huh. There we go.
Florida State getting the playoff. Miami's in, or Alabama's in.
Right, yeah.
Florida State, yeah.
They played head-to-head,
okay.
Didn't they?
Okay, John, if they have the same record. If two teams have the same record.
Oh, there's all those other qualifiers.
It's a very small thing. If you look at two teams, and how about this? If the Lions and the Packers finish with the same record, but the Packers beat the Lions twice, are they going to go by strength of wins for the rest of the schedule? No, the Packers will have the one seed, and we'll start on the road in the playoffs.
Who's the better teams, Virginia and Memphis or Texas and Oklahoma? Come on, guys. This thing's such a sham.
I'm in a conference, or I'm a little guy, so I get rewarded.
You got to go in here. Put the best 12 teams in.
You should have to have a path for everybody to play themselves
by the
in.
End of the season, I think after watching another 4 weeks of football, the 11 best teams will get in plus a group of 5.
Yes, whoever wins the American. All right, let's talk about the deadline. Let's talk about what happened yesterday with the Lions. John, they didn't make a single trade. And I know we spent a lot of time talking about offensive line, but secondarily, maybe they could have added a player in the back end of their defense or the front line of the defense. They didn't do anything. How do you feel about it?
I mean, disappointed. I think everybody's disappointed because there's a level of excitement that you get with change, new players. And there's certainly a level of excitement in Indianapolis. There's a level of excitement in a few other cities. But not everybody that is playoff contenders made trades. Not everybody went out there and got the guy or the individual that that the fan base craved and wanted. And so am I disappointed? Sure. Do I think that eliminates them from Super Bowl contention? Nope.
They're not eliminated. They just made it harder on themselves. Brad Holmes let his team down yesterday. He's going to ask them to shovel extra hard and push extra hard and overcome deficiencies that are pretty clear on this football team that he chose to ignore. Look, anything else is spin zone. They didn't do anything. They have an issue. They didn't address it. He made it harder. He let his team down. And we don't often say that about Brad Holmes, but it's okay to keep a 100 with people. He let his team down yesterday. The only other team that had a glaring offensive line need did add a body via trade. The Chargers went out and gave up.
They added a body.
They added a player who's a former first-round pick who played every game at left guard last year and this year and can also play tackle. Seemed like qualifications you valued. I know he's not a great player. John, they gave up a sixth in 2027 to at least put somebody in there as a reinforcement.
Okay, but does that make the Chargers a playoff team? I don't think so, because they lost their two starting tackles.
I can't knock him for trying.
Okay, I'm not going to knock him for trying either, but this is a guard. This is a guard. You said he just started every game at guard.
Yeah.
Now they're going to ask a guard to play tackle.
What do we need?
What happened with Joe Tooney when he played guard and they asked him to play tackle?
Well, he actually played okay.
Well, he played okay, but it wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Because they didn't win the Super Bowl? You're saying Kansas City? Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if you want to use Super Bowl as the standard, I want to let you listen to what a man who's actually won a Super Bowl, actually built two separate Super Bowl champions. This was Howie Roseman yesterday at the deadline. Greg, if we can play this for people, this is what it's supposed to sound like when you build a champion. That's the other side of the coin. That's the guy who won it last year. It's a guy who made more moves this year. It's the aggressive mentality that has won Super Bowls plural in Philadelphia.
All right, to be aggressive for the right players.
Mm-hmm. There are no right players out there for the Lions. That's
I'm sure
I'm
there
learning.
Are a lot of right players, but no, but does Cleveland say no to what they offered? Maybe Betonio, maybe he wasn't on the market.
How about Wyatt Teller, the other guard?
Again, maybe
there
he wasn't
no
on the market.
Available?
I don't know.
I'm gonna ask you to use a little bit of deductive reasoning. There were guards available, right?
No team was going to trade
a guard in all of football?
But you have to look and say, okay, what? It's the same thing that Dan said yesterday. The price has to be right. The player has to be right. It all has to be right. And yes, you do need to be able to take some chances. And that's where I'm disappointed. But just because you go out there and you get, if Betonio wasn't available, all right, then you move down the list. Zeitler, was he available? We don't know. He didn't go anywhere else.
How much of that is he didn't go anywhere else because they drove a hard bargain? And how much of that is that the Lions weren't willing to pay the freight? Because it could also be that.
It could be. You're right. But it could also be they just weren't going to be traded. And offensive linemen aren't traded often.
It's rare.
Anybody sitting in this room, anybody that covers this league, is lying if they thought Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams were available 24 hours ago. If you want them, you get them, and you pay a price. And that's why I floated the second round pick yesterday. Was it over the top? Yeah. But guess what? I made my team better.
Okay. And
Brad might have done it, and we'll never know. I know. I don't buy that. I think things leak.
Okay, and they may. They leak instantly?
No, they don't.
Tick, tick.
We'll get people's thoughts next. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, you can catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's Ken Cal on the call. Only goal scored in the game. 1-0 Vegas win. Back to the deadline. Your thoughts on Brad Holmes and your thoughts on this football team after yesterday. 248-539-9797. The first text says, so long Super Bowl. Not this year, not with this offensive line. Yesterday was inexcusable. Look, I'm not going there and saying the Super Bowl's off the table right now. I just feel like they missed an opportunity.
I think they. My biggest concern, I said last week, is even now, even with the injury to Mahogany, because I think Coyote Owusika, I mean, let's not forget that he came into the NFC Championship game in the playoffs a couple of years ago, and he was good. Now, can he do that for the rest of the season? We'll see. But my biggest thing is Taylor Decker and his health. I don't think he's going to be there every game for the rest of the season. And it's not a shot at him. It's just you're dealing with injuries. You're an older player. It's going to happen. And I don't like the fact that Skip is, we love him for his personality, the extra offensive lineman, Dallas a couple of years.
Reporting
like,
eligible. Okay. Yeah.
All these things. But I don't think he is the guy that you can go and win a Super Bowl with. Now, is this team still a Super Bowl contender? Yes. Can they get to the Super Bowl? Yes. And ultimately, getting to the Super Bowl, that's not good enough. You got to win it. But I think that this is a team that coming out of the NFC can still get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it feels like the Rams and Eagles have better fronts, which is only going to make it more painful what the Lions have on the offensive line to win four consecutive playoff games with this group up front.
And it's complicated with the fact that I don't know that John Morton is doing a good enough job of calling plays to be explosive, but also to protect the interior of the offensive line.
Tech says, I'm upset at the Lions' lack of urgency. It feels like I'm wasting my fandom, Eric and McComb. Guys, it all comes back to the Tesla trade. Gave up those extra thirds. It didn't give him the ammo to swing a trade. The pressure is on Tesla. Guys, it's been 23 seasons. Only 8 offensive linemen have been moved. Why are you acting like they're moved and would have been moved? Well, you're telling me some have. Brad's supposed to be a great general manager, not just a good one. Last year when he was faced with a problem, hey, what do I do at the edge? He came up with a great solution.
But again, edge defenders are traded more often than offensive linemen are.
Maybe I hold Brad Holmes in too high of regard. I thought he could get it done yesterday.
I'm disappointed, but it doesn't ruin the season.
Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Dan in Westland. Dan, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm just calling in to say, you know, pretty much what you just said a little bit, but the counter side of it is that you look at the guards that were available, and especially what John just said about tackles, with Taylor Decker being injured. The Chargers just lost Joe Alt for a foreseeable amount of time. And
rest of the season.
The rest of the season, realistically, exactly. And the deal that they got made, and this is the only offensive line that was moved and in the last, you know, however 23 years, the eighth one, they got a guy that, according to PFF, which I know you can't, you know, holy Bible them, but at the same time, his stats are around the same as Keyote Awosika, the one that is our backup. And I realize they got him for basically free. He's a seventh-round, sixth-round draft pick for next year, I believe. Okay, I get it. They moved him for free, but they are trying to replace arguably their Penei Sewell on their line, and that's their move. So if you're
trying to replace two Penei Sewells.
Yeah, I don't want to turn Trevor Penning into a Hall of Fame guard. All I looked at it as a guy who's a former first round pick, has a mean streak, plays left guard, and was a tackle swing, which is a lot of what you wanted. And what was the ask? The ask was the lint in Brad Holmes' pocket. I mean, an offensive lineman was literally traded at the deadline this year. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. Let's get to the news. It's 97.1.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. Hey, history was made in Detroit as Detroit City Council President Mary Sheffield became the first woman ever elected as mayor of the city. So she defeated Reverend Solomon Kinlock, and she has vowed to continue the city's momentum while also focusing renewed attention on neighborhoods, crime, and other issues. So with nearly 93% of the votes in, Sheffield defeated Kinlock 77% to 23%. She'll succeed, obviously, Mayor Mike Duggan, who led the city for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. And he did endorse her back in August, saying that she'll take Detroit's recovery further. So,
well, good for her. Congratulations.
In the city. Yeah, for sure. The mother of a 14-year-old girl who was stabbed at Gompers Elementary in middle school by another student whose mom actually gave her the knife to do the stabbing,
remember that,
is now suing the school district for failing to protect her daughter. So the stabbing happened back on October 8th. A mom allegedly brought a knife into the school, gave it to her 13-year-old daughter, who then stabbed another teen. Now, that teen who was stabbed was so traumatized, has yet to return to school since the stabbing. And the mom and the daughter involved have both been charged. They're both facing charges. But the victim's mom is now suing Detroit schools, the superintendent, the principal of the school, the mother of the girl who did the stabbing, and then other school officials and a security guard. So those people have to walk. Anyone entering that school walks through a metal detector. There's a security guard there. So this mom was actually at the school to discuss an incident going on between both students, right? There'd been a physical altercation. The mom was in the school, left the school to her car to get the knife, went back in through the metal detectors. Apparently, the detector went off, and that security guard just let her on through. And
probably thought, oh, she put her keys back in her pocket or something.
Who knows what?
But still,
or just failed to do his job. And anyway, the lawsuit alleges Detroit schools and its employees were grossly negligent in allowing the mom to pass through the metal detector with a weapon.
Oh, I wasn't defending the school. I was just trying to understand how that even happens.
No, yeah. I understood that. Yeah. I didn't think you were defending the school. Warren police are asking for the public's help to identify and locate a vehicle that was involved in a hit and run that seriously injured a child on Monday evening. So according to police, this hit and run happened right around 5 p.m. A 12-year-old was on a mini bike, hit by a vehicle. The vehicle fled the scene, was last seen traveling west on 13 Mile Road. They say it's a newer model Chevy Equinox, gray or black in color. They do say the child is in serious but stable condition. Here's an interesting story. After Tom Brady and his family lost their dog, Lua, back in December of 2023, Brady found a way to bring their pet back to life.
I saw this.
Yeah. He just revealed that his new dog, Junie, which, great name, by the way.
We
have a Junie. I mean, we call her Junie. Her name's Juniper, but we call her Junie. Anyway, he just revealed that Junie is a clone of Lua.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's so, this company he invested
in. He's an investor. So before the dog died, that like a blood sample was taken. And then with that blood and a lot of science, this company, Colossal Biosciences, cloned it. So he's not the first one to clone a pet. Barbara Streisand has cloned a dog. I think it was a dog. And then there was Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
She's cloned her dogs as well. So he's not the first celebrity to do such a thing.
Yeah. But it's weird, right? Like, you can't clone their personality or their memories. It's just, it's kind of disturbing at that point.
It just looks exactly like what your dog looked like before.
Is it?
Is it disturbing?
Look, I love my pet. But I don't think I'd clone.
I'd clone my dogs.
Would you?
My dogs are pretty darn cute.
It's not going to be the same dog, though.
I know it's not.
And I don't think, I would not anticipate you would.
So then just get a new dog. And let their memories be their memories, because you can't replace it. I know where it comes from. It comes from, I love this animal. That animal passed away. This is a new animal.
I mean, I wouldn't clone my dog, because but I would. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know that it's as weird as you think.
It's like sci-fi.
It's sci-fi.
It's unnerving. It's like, that's not
from your blood.
I thought we all thought this was weird. Just me. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird. It's
there's a certain level of weirdness, but I think it's, I don't know, it's not as weird as
if you were saying like he cloned his child. That's weird.
Right.
It's a dog.
Yeah.
All right.
We will get a chance to talk about this a little bit.
I know the deadline's going to take precedent today, but we will make some time for that. I'm sure people have opinions. You got the power surge coming up next. Where are the Lions after the trade deadline and after a loss last week? Guys, if you're on hold, we're going to get deeper into the conversation at 6:50. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather here with some really big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or your T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. So if you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan, and everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on Root Metrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as a person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-2-verizon/.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is.
And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Some movement.
There better be, right?
There's some movement.
Colts lose, Packers lose, Lions lose. You got a deadline to factor in. John, can't wait for you to show your work.
Okay, so I'll address this right away. The deadline does not play a factor in these power rankings. I may mention some things that they've added, but they will only play a factor when we see what type of performance and how it affects the team. Some can be additions. Others can be subtractions. And like I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, Quinnen Williams going to Dallas. That puts him in the power surge. It puts him in the just on the outside looking in. No, there's nothing that puts Dallas on the outside looking in. And so I'll just recap real quick last week's teams. Detroit was at 1, Indy at 2, Philly at 3, Kansas City at 4, Buffalo at 5, Rams at 6. Those teams that were just on the outside looking in, New England, Denver, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Seattle, and I also got San Francisco and the Chargers, Carolina, Pittsburgh, Chicago down the list. So, teams still on the outside looking in. There's three tiers. The bottom tier has one team in it, and it's a team that they did make an addition over the trade deadline in Jakobi Meyers, wide receiver. Their receiving group has not performed. They've been injured largely, but they're 5-3. And I don't even believe that they're a playoff team.
I don't either.
But they're still 5-3. So, you know, okay, well, let's see what happens here. And Jakobi Meyers, last year of his deal, he's so close to getting a big contract. I just don't know that this is a positive for him. I know he wanted out of Oakland. All right, that's enough on Jacksonville. Tier two on the outside looking in. The Chargers, devastated by losing both Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt. I mean, you're talking to, you know, Pro Bowl caliber offensive linemen, both of them out for the season. They go and get Trevor Penning. We talked about that. Okay, great trade in regards to adding to your offensive line. Penning is a guard. Playing as a tackle, his pass rush win rate was one of the worst in the NFL. Now, that was as a rookie. He was banged up. He had, okay, rookie issues. But he's been a guard ever since. And he's been a... he's been a sufficient guard. So they add him. You're going to ask him to play tackle. Probably not going to go well for them. Carolina at 5-4. They just beat Green Bay. Again, just keep an eye on them. Chicago 5-3. I'm not sure what we think about Chicago right now because there was a shootout against Cincinnati, but it was Cincinnati. But they're 5-3. And I think the NFC North is a very tough division. And we found that out with losing to Minnesota. Minnesota's 4-4. They're not on this outside looking in yet. I just don't believe in JJ at this point. Baltimore 3-5, starting the long road back to relevancy. Their schedule sets up, I think, in about 4 weeks. Instead of being 3-5, I think they're 7-5. They're in the mix. Pittsburgh, who leads that division, still on the outside looking in. And let me ask you this, because I said at the beginning of the season, Aaron Rodgers is going to take this team to the playoffs. He's not what he once was, but he is doing enough. I think the guy that I'm most disappointed about is, who's the receiver that they traded for? And I can't think of his name right now. DK Metcalf. Like, what in the heck is going on with DK Metcalf? He has been almost a no impact for them. Okay, tier one on the outside looking in. Tampa at 6-2, and this is where it gets really tough. Tampa at 6-2, San Francisco at 6-3, the Rams at 6-2. They got the number two scoring defense.
The Rams are not in the power surge?
No. 6-2. I'll hold on to yourself.
End.
Yeah, keep your smarm to yourself. Green Bay still on the outside looking in, 5-2-1. Lost to Carolina, lost to Cleveland. Those are two bad losses, and a tie to Dallas. Still laugh at that one. New England at 7-2, Denver at 7-2. Now, Denver at 7-2, New England at 7-2, both of them leading their division. Yet you say, well, how are they not in? It goes to their schedule. the teams that they have beaten, the teams that they have almost lost to, okay, the whole goal is to win, but they, I just still need to see another week or two. Now, the teams that are in, Detroit is at number six. And this is, injuries, offensive line, a lot of concerns. Run game has not been what it needs to be. Obviously, the third downs are a huge concern. The biggest concern that I didn't expect to be a concern coming out of the Minnesota game was the run defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we saw against Tampa, Aleem McNeil come out and just, he was shot out of a cannon. Some of that is just the excitement of being out there the first time in almost a year. I think he's going to be a force. He's going to continue to be a force. It wasn't their day, and a lot of it was self-inflicted wounds. So they're hanging on by a thread. Seattle is at number five. They were not in the power surge last week, but they're a top three scoring defense, and I think that's the one thing. Not a lot of people are looking at Seattle as a good team. Sam Darnold is that quarterback that everybody's looking at, going, especially with the interaction that we had with him last year, especially at the end of the season.
When's he going to turn into a pumpkin?
Yes, but they're receivers, and they just added another weapon. Now, this is not playing a factor as to why they're here. They're here because of their defense and the fact that they are one of the best offenses in the NFL. Number four, Kansas City. They were at four last week. I know they lost, but it was to the Bills. The Bills jump up to number three. That was a heavyweight bout. You're looking at two teams there that I think are probably looking at the AFC title game. Mm-hmm. And so I think Kansas City, with Rashee Rice back, he is a game changer for that team. If you ever thought that, the off-the-field issues, all of these things going on with Rashee Rice, like it was going to affect this team, the only thing that affected him was when he wasn't there. Now he's back, and he is a game changer. Buffalo, I think the thing that I'm most surprised about Buffalo is that, their defense hasn't been great, but they've been good enough. And Bosa has remained healthy. If there's anything that I look to in the offseason of, Brad Holmes maybe made a swing and miss, is not bringing in a Bosa. Because the other Bosa is the one that's hurt.
Yeah.
But I think his impact there has been tremendous, and he is staying healthy. Indy is at number two. They stay flat, even though they lost. Top offensive line in the NFL. Top 10 scoring D in the NFL with the number one scoring offense. And I think Daniel Jones is legit. They just brought in Sauce Gardner. We'll see what that means for their defense. Like I mentioned, it's already a top 10 scoring defense. I think it improves them, but we'll see how long it takes for him to get his feet wet there in Indy. And my number one team, Philadelphia Eagles. And I think Tom would probably love this.
Mr. Philadelphia?
Yeah. This is a team that it has been in the power rankings. It's been like they were – I compare them to the kind of the peak New England years where, every year after a Super Bowl, they kind of start off slow. And you're like, well, what's going on with New England? And then all of a sudden, mid-season, they round into form. The offense is finding a way to get A.J. Brown the ball, Devontae Smith the ball, Saquon Barkley. Their offensive line is now rolling. They're healthier than they were, and this defense is starting to round into form as well. So they're my number one team.
I mean, I had the immediate gasp that the Rams aren't in. You had the Rams in last week, but they're out this week.
Well, they're just – I mean, so if you're looking at it –
they have the best record in the NFC, and they did beat the Colts head-to-head.
Yeah.
I think they should be in the power surge.
Okay. And so for the Rams, and a lot of this can change over a week's time because I've got Detroit there at six. They could win and drop out of the power surge next week because beating Washington with all of their injuries, without their quarterback, Marcus Mariota is going to be in there. Like, I don't really know what that does for them. And this better be a statement win for Detroit if they hope to stay in, if they really care about staying in my power surge.
Dan Campbell's speech to the team. Yeah. Look! Yeah. Jansen's got you on the edge. If you want to stay in the power surge, you better show up and show out. I'm sure he'll tell them that.
Yeah.
After the deadline, Super Bowl odds changed. The Rams are equal with the Philadelphia Eagles to reach the Super Bowl in the NFC. I think the Rams have to be in it. I would have them at number three, actually, behind Philly and Buffalo. Buffalo made a nice statement last week. And I guess at the bottom, I don't have the Lions in, by the way.
Yeah.
And
I could see that.
And I was debating Denver and Seattle. for the sixth spot. I think Denver's getting vastly overlooked. They've won six games in a row.
And how about making a case for a team, another team on the outside, John? The Patriots, I know you said they don't have a ton of big wins. They did beat Buffalo. So it's seven and two and a win over Buffalo?
Well, this is the time of year, too, where, okay, at the beginning of the season, right, it seems hard to figure out what teams are, and then about five or six, and I said last week, like, I think I have our playoff team set. Now, a week later, I think there are some teams that I didn't have in there that are going to be playoff teams and some other ones, and it may be the Lions. I'm not sitting here saying they're a team right now. They're on the ledge where they're going to go one of two ways. They could completely tank and be a team that misses the playoffs, but I still think that they're a team with Dan Campbell as the coach, with Kelvin Shepard, the way that they've played defenses, then the adjustments that they've made, getting some help back, is still a Super Bowl contender. There are a lot of teams right now that are kind of on that, are they in, are they out?
It's a mass of humanity. Bunch of teams packed in tight. It's the Power Surge, 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have questions about my finances, as we all do, where are you going to turn? I turn to my bank. That's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. Because every time I go in there, they've got answers, they've got options. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They take the time to learn about my life, my personal and financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And they adjust that plan every time I go in there and I say, hey, there's been a change. That's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and their communities succeed. And when you're talking about communities, you can count on that, since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's theirs as well. And we all have to work together to help our communities continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Football coverage today brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Got people waiting patiently to weigh in on yesterday's dud of a deadline. What do you think of the team now, and what do you think of Brad Holmes today? Some ticket text before we hit the phones. Price was too high, blah, 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 blah. Eye test tells me we have no chance to win the Super Bowl. Another one says the Lions will not win the Super Bowl, period. Jansen says the team didn't make the moves the fans wanted. It's not about want, it's need. This is another unserious Detroit front office.
No, there's clearly need. I'm not saying there wasn't need. I said it last week before Mahogany, and you were like, oh, no, it's not a need. And
you said it before it was cool.
Yeah, it was certainly a need. The question is, and there's a reason why, and Dan said it yesterday, like, you know, those trades are hard to make because teams value their offensive lineman, even if they're a bad team.
But you know what that sounds like?
So, okay, I know that Betonio was the guy that we had talked about yesterday. Is there a world where a team for a guy that's been a 7-time Pro Bowler and he has meant a lot to them that says, you know what, we're not going to trade you because you asked us not to? Matthew Stafford came into the Lions and said, I would like a trade.
Fine. This was never all about one player. They have another guard,
agreed,
Wyatt Teller. Zeitler was another option, and there's no 10-year allegiance with Tennessee and
correct,
Zeitler.
I agree with that.
And beyond that, there was an offensive lineman move that played left guard all of last year and this year, has a bit of a mean streak. Is he a polished product? No, but he went for the lint in your pocket. Like, there was an offensive lineman traded this year. When I hear it's hard to add to the offensive line, I agree, but the way it sounds to me is, meh. It's hard to win a Super Bowl. You're a great general manager. Was I wrong to place faith in you? Last year, you were able to spring and add at the deadline. This year, sorry, guys. Good luck. He let his team down yesterday. It's too hard.
Oh, I don't.
That's what the ticket texters are saying. Not Brad, but that's okay. Ticket texters saying
that's
it's
fine.
Too hard to add offensive linemen. It's hard to win a Super Bowl.
Right. I'm disappointed, but I also know that this is still a team that can compete maybe not to win a Super Bowl, but to get to a Super Bowl.
And again, I'm not canceling the season. Like, just made it harder on themselves. Ticket Texture says Holmes pulled a Scott Harris. How did that work out for the Tigers? Feels like we lost twice this week, boys. Lost to Minnesota, then lost the deadline. Super Bowl could still happen. These guys work incredibly hard, but the odds seem astronomical after this week. Let's get to the phones.
Your backs might be up against the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to Brad. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, at first, of course, the first emotional reaction is, what the heck is going on? Why did you do this? And then when you take emotion out of the situation, I mean, Jim, I think we've got to understand that Brad Holmes, and honestly, to a certain extent, John, will forget more football than we ever know. I mean, I think we're talking about us and staff, and we're fans here, okay? But let's break down each one. Batonio, like you just mentioned, okay, grew up there, developed there. Maybe the Lions had a fifth-round grade on him, and Cleveland wanted a four, and Detroit wasn't going to budge. That's fine. Zeitler, they've got the number one pick there in Cam Ward. They take Zeitler out of the equation, Cam Ward could get killed. Okay, and they're not going to do that. I understand you want the guy, you know, that went for lint in the pocket. All fair and well. However, maybe they're saying that Azawike or whatever his name is, they like him better. He's been in the system. He knows. Okay? But if this doesn't work out, I'll tell you what, and I think everybody's right, the fans are right on this one. Brad Holmes is going to have to get up in front of that podium and explain why that team had no identity this year and why that team lost. So let's let this play out. I know it's not what the fans want. The fans want the G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip, and they think they're getting Army Mike. But let's just see how this plays out. And then at the end, man, you can bullet hole Holmes all you want, because I'll be the first one calling to say yes.
Well, and on the flip side of things, I hope they're playing this at the parade in a form of receipts. Right. I hope they take every phone call that rips him and plays it as receipts at the parade this year. I really do. I just don't think they're going to get the chance to do so.
Well, so now, I mean, the onus is all on Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, and that staff is, you know, hey, go out there and prove it. Prove it.
I raised the stakes yesterday when I said I would have given up a second-round pick for Batonio. You balked initially, Jim, but then I was like, well, what if he doesn't make a move? Would he have done it? And you said yes. I want to know if that was offered, and it probably wasn't. And was it too high? Yeah, but guess what? I would have included a second-round pick plus Rakestraw, Pascal, and Onwuzurike.
I just have
because
a hard time
with second-round picks are for the Detroit Lions, okay?
There's Brian Branch. There's Sam Laporta.
Yeah, I know. Okay, and those are good picks, too. But you know what?
You can't just cherry-pick all the ones that didn't work out.
But to be more fair, more don't than do, and including the third round.
Well, that's the NFL draft.
Right. So then don't be married to him. I got Howie Roseman saying, I'm not going to be afraid to take risks. I'm not going to live with regret. That's a man who's built multiple Super Bowl teams. That's who the Lions are competing with. You know, I mean, that's from the mouth of a guy who's actually done it versus a guy who hopes to do it in Brad Holmes.
It is a very much like Scott Harris, like the ticket texter said. I think Brad's getting a little bit of a pass because people like Brad and people don't like Scott. That's my unbiased opinion about this. It's because the Lions' approach to how they do things, the city loves the grit, the culture. Dan Campbell's the face of this town right now. And I think they get the benefit of the doubt versus the Tigers, who did the same damn thing. But you don't like the smart ass in the room in Scott Harris. That's exactly how I feel about this. It's the same, but we like those guys because they come across image-wise more friendly. Scott Harris comes across as the smartest guy in the room.
Let's get to Quan in Detroit. Quan, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, everyone. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Quan. How are you?
So, before I even go into my point, I want to say this about Brad Holmes. You cannot be disappointed in something you already expect. And I knew he was not going to make a deal. I kept looking at my ESPN app, kept going to Google, just kept trying to see what was going to happen with the Lions in the trade deadline. Nothing didn't happen. And I kind of already expected that. So I wasn't disappointed, but I'm definitely sick because I feel like when you hear the Eagles are in conversation with the Browns to get Myles Garrett, and you see a guy like Sauce Gardner available, a hometown kid, why not take a chance and swing? I know it sounds outrageous, but he could really solidify this defense of cornerbacks. Like, you bring a guy like Sauce Gardner over here. But I'm just throwing that out there. You know, when you hear stuff like that, I know the contract is huge, but you hear the Eagles trying to get Myles Garrett, they're trying to figure something out. So just try to figure something out. And I just feel like he didn't swing for a home run. Last year he did a double with getting
Zadarius.
That was a double. This year he got an opportunity to at least get a home run. I think that would have been a home run hit, but.
Well, and I think, Quan, another, we're using the baseball analogy here. Brad Holmes is operating in a 3-0 count. He has done such a great job as the general manager of the Detroit Lions. He's at a 3-0 count. Well, what do you do in a 3-0 count? You can be patient and draw a walk or
swing for the fences.
Something he hasn't done.
Like I said, I'm disappointed they didn't do anything. And was it an opportunity? Is it a missed opportunity? Sure.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We'll play a little of Howie Roseman audio just for the contrast in the next hour here. We'll take more of your phone calls and more of your thoughts. How do you feel about Brad Holmes? How do you feel about this football team in their pursuit of a Super Bowl? And Lions tickets. Tell you how to win them next, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.